Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, to discuss something which we can be a real problem for tenants, and this is the rules set out by management companies as to what people living in apartments are allowed to have on their balcony. It's a bugbear for so many people. Is hanging out the washing, for example, or storing a kayak on the balcony taking away from the overall aesthetic or appearance of a development, or are balcony rules simply out of control? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by architect and assistant professor at the UCD School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy, Orla Hegarty. Professor Hegarty, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
I didn't know, I must say, that there were so many rules about the balcony in an apartment.
Well, it will really depend on the situation that people are in. So I think in some cases, people will have to take their own legal advice. You know, you might be the owner of an apartment, you might be leasing the apartment, you might be part of a building where you have an owner's management company. So things can vary a lot in individual circumstances. And then, of course, if your landlord owns the entire building and manages it, you know, they have more control over the conditions they set in that situation as well.
Okay. Are you generally generally less powerful? I suppose this is true for everything, but in terms of balcony rules, less powerful as a renter than you would be as an owner?
I think generally you would be subject to more conditions because people can take action against you more easily. You know, there could be a situation where they could evict you for causing a nuisance, or there might be other conditions in your lease, you know, that they can use in that situation. People who own their apartment, you know, in some cases they may have a lease on the balcony. In some cases they may only have a license. So, you know, things vary a lot, and I think people would need to look into the individual situation. But I mean, it opens up a bigger picture, I suppose, beyond what doesn't look well into what might be unsafe, you know, or what might cause a problem for other adjoining residents as well.
Yeah, and we'll come to the safety in just a second, but you might be buying an apartment, delighted with yourself, but then realise that really you don't properly own the balcony. I mean, so you might be able to store that kayak or put out the washing.
Maybe, but I suppose that throws up a bigger issue in terms of apartment standards, because really, if we expect people to live in apartments and live lifelong, you know, they should have decent amount of storage. In the continent, it's very common to have a space maybe in the basement where you can lock up Christmas decorations and bikes and kayaks, you know, and heavier pieces of equipment rather than bringing them upstairs and have a secure place for them. And it, you know, it's more common to have proper laundry facilities where people can dry clothes. You know, really, we shouldn't be forcing people to use tumble dryers all year. It's not good for the environment. And maybe we should be designing our buildings with better standards so that people can, you know, live with a family, dry clothes maybe in a balcony that's more sheltered or that has a wall on part of it rather than glazing, you know, where things can be more discreet and not visible from the outside.
So you feel we don't have live for life apartments here the same as they do in the continent, for example?
No, I think we had a lot of moves towards better standard apartments, and quite a few have been reversed in the last number of years, unfortunately. And there's sort of a view that apartment living is short-term living and that rental is an interim solution. But that isn't the case. I mean, we've had a requirement for balconies on apartments for a very long time, but that has now been removed for rental apartments. And social housing comes under rental apartments. So, you know, we've this ridiculous situation where apartments built for sale have decent standards with a requirement for balcony and outside private space, and that apartment built for rent and social housing don't. And I think people often, I suppose people who live in houses, you know, only think about being on a balcony on their holidays in some warm climate. Okay. But really, a balcony is incredibly useful in an apartment for that extra bit of breathing space, you know, space for ventilation and light.
You mentioned safety as well, the aesthetic as well, but the safety element is key, isn't it?
Safety is really important. I mean, the one really important one that people don't think about often is barbecues. Barbecues should never be allowed on balconies. The outside of most buildings are not designed for that level of heat in close proximity to the facade. And there's been quite a number of balcony fires that have spread across buildings and damaged other apartments. So balconies are definitely a no-no. The other one that maybe people don't think about is very heavy pot plants. You need a lot of water in them, and they can be heavier than the structure is designed for.
Okay.
And they may also cause water logging or leaking into neighbours.
Okay, well, look, there's an awful lot there for people to chew on when they have their barbecue, not on the balcony, but Professor Orla Hegarty of UCD, thank you very much indeed.